During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, things keep happening in her room, but no place else in the house. Her family thinks it's her imagination. Is it? Or is there something going on?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We would love to hear. We love to talk about them. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's with me today.
Well, and, yes, I am. Here I am with you today.
Remember the other, it seemed like the other day we did an episode that had to do with a cat, and the cat, like in the middle of the night, and the cat got like all freaked out, started hissing and spitting and like its hair standing up. Mm-hmm. So last night I'm sitting on the sofa with my cats. I'd been in here working, editing a story for the Grave Talk. So I'm talking about some haunted shit.
Sure.
In here, right? So I'm listening to me interview this guy about a haunted penitentiary.
Ooh, that sounds really creepy.
The old Idaho penitentiary. It was like 9:30 and I had to quit because I'm like, I got to go watch House Hunters because if I don't, then this is going to be too far in my brain. Mm-hmm. So I go sit on this sofa and I had a little notepad next to me. Because I'm ordering Tony Bruschi a birthday present.
Oh,
anyway, so I had his address written down. But so I'm sitting there and I get done and I just set the notepad next to me. So I don't know if that's what my cat saw that was like, what is that? Or what it was. But one cat's on a pillow on my lap. The other cat, Izzy, is looking at us from the coffee table. And all of a sudden, Izzy just freaked out. Like, it started freaking out. And when he freaked out, the other cat freaked out and jumped up, scratched the shit out of my chest.
What?
And then he just kept looking at the sofa, like, and then looking above the sofa and looking down at the sofa. And I was like, is it this notepad? Everything else is where it always is. I don't know.
You didn't pull out. You didn't have a cucumber laying around anything, did you? No. Don't go crazy about cucumbers.
And cat. And we had a cat when we were kids that did. And then I looked that up, and that's a thing with some cats. They're afraid of cucumbers. Look it up.
They are.
There are videos. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But so I don't know what it was that he thought he saw, but it was just the creepiest feeling because I'm in here editing this whole thing about ghosts and this guy known as Idaho's Jack the Ripper. We were just at that part, and I know. And so I'm a little creeped out talking about the almost botched execution of Raymond Snowden.
Oh,
when then I'm like, I got to quit. I can't do any more of this. Too late. And then that happened. I'm like, what was it?
Yeah, that'll get you. That'll get you. So this guy, he killed how many women?
Just one that they know of. Just one,
but it was vicious.
It was brutal. Cora Dean. He murdered a woman named Cora Dean, but he confessed to others. And as brutal as that one was, you have to think there probably was others. And they hung him. He was executed. This was in the 1950s. And he was executed. And the when they went to hang him, it didn't work the way it should have. And so it instead of it being a relatively quick process, it took 15 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they say he still haunts the penitentiary.
Oh.
And I could kind of see why, you know?
Well, is it still used as a penitentiary or no, is it empty now?
It's used. You can go in it and take tours of it. They do paranormal investigations there. And, you know, it's like a lot of the big ghost shows have done stuff from there.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, it's really interesting. And, you know, the guy I interviewed, he'd had multiple things happen to him. And it's just pretty known. It's,
you know, if you guys aren't listening to the Grave Talks, you need to do so. Carol, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
You are. And they're real fun. I shouldn't say fun, but they're very compelling interviews in so many interesting different places and ideas. You're coming up with some things I'd never really thought. And you'll say, oh, I'm interviewing somebody from this place. And I'll go, ooh, good one. You know,
there's a lot of haunted former jails and penitentiaries, a lot. But when you think about it,
makes sense.
Like this prison is like a lot of them. Like I've actually lately I've done several interviews about prisons and jails, and which is kind of a dark topic. But you know, like this one, for example, was built when Idaho was still a territory, so like 1871 or something like that, and it was in use until 1972.
Oh, so gosh, and the conditions had to have been horrible.
So you think back about, and when it was built, they didn't have proper plumbing like we do now. There was no air conditioning, no heating. They're in Idaho, where it would get very, very cold. So a lot of these facilities, when they're originally built, they weren't built to house as many prisoners as they housed. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them ended up closing due to the living conditions and or rioting, because rioting was brought on by the living conditions. And there was a lot of riots that caused, you know, so when you think about it, there was a lot of death there. There was a lot of really bad people there. Mm-hmm. There were people who lived in very inhumane conditions.
And then there were people that were there that maybe didn't do anything wrong, but were convicted of something, you know? And so you've got just nightmare conditions and situations.
They had one guy at that prison who had murdered the governor and bad guy. And so he was in prison for 46 years and he got released and was like, he had nowhere to go. They built him a little shack outside the prison grounds. He raised chickens and had a garden that helped feed the inmates. That's what he did the rest of his life. He lived right there at the prison grounds.
Wow.
Where do you go after 46 years?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like, you know, we can't talk about rehabilitating anybody when they get to be 70 years old.
Yeah. And so like that case, I totally see why a guy like Harry Orchard, that was his name, why he would stick around, because that was his home. He has no place else to go. He was very, very attached to the property.
Mm-hmm. It's all he ever knew.
Uh-huh. So when you think about it, I see why. And then you see why a jailer would stay, because someone has got to protect everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there was a prison that I talked about the other day. It wasn't that one. But they had four jailers, three or four, die in the same bed, all of heart conditions, a heart attack, a heart something. It was like four jailers. All of them died almost in the same way.
Wow.
I know. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to a little story here. This is sweet because it's from Annabelle, and she's only 13.
Annabelle.
So it just makes me want to give her a big hug. So hugs to you, Annabelle. It says, hello, I'm Annabelle. I'm only 13 years old, but have had some odd experiences in my home. I have suspected some sort of spirit in my room for a couple of years now, and the longer I wait to tell anyone, the angrier it gets. I have tried telling my parents, but they don't believe me. None of my family does, so I hope you guys do. That's right there why I want to give her a hug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where my story starts is about 4 to 5-ish years ago, when I started to notice every night the clear red curtains that close off my closet from the rest of my room started swaying back and forth. I called it off as just the air conditioning, but it started creeping me out. So I went into the hallway to turn off the air conditioning, but it was already off. So I thought maybe it was one of my cats, because I had 3 cats at the time, but they were all sleeping on the couch. So the whole night, I watched my curtains move, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be some other debunkable things. You know, there could be a draft in the house somewhere. There, you know, if it was off the closet, was there some kind of weird door, window open? I don't know. But it seems to have gone on for a while. Because if it was just one night, then you could be like, okay, maybe there was some window open somewhere causing this weird draft throughout the house. It says, the longer this happened, the more I got used to it. It turned into something soothing, but soon it got worse. I started hearing noises under my bed, and it got to the point where I couldn't just climb in bed. I had to jump from across my room onto the bed. I didn't even care if I hit my head when I hopped in bed. I would still do it because I was terrified of what was lurching in my room. So soon enough, it became routine every night. Turn on my nightlight, clear the floor, grab my cat, turn off the light, jump in my bed, then watch as my curtain swayed back and forth till I fell asleep. But here recently, it has hit its peak. About 1 year ago, my cousins came over and witnessed my curtains moving and flipped out, so I told them everything I knew about the spirit, and they are the only people so far that believe me. But a few days ago, something even worse happened. Something you would see in the movies happened in front of my very own eyes. A few days ago, one of my dad's coworkers came over with their kids for a cookout. But whatever is in my room really does not like young kids, because one of the children, who is 6 years old, came in the room and one of my figures on my shelf flew right by her face and almost hit her in the eye. We all freaked out and huddled up on my bed to see the same figure from the floor fly up and hit the wall hard. It almost snapped the thing in two. We were horrified. That was the fastest my heart had raced in a long time. Also, I've noticed it is attached to me, because when I go over to stay at a friend's house, I will see shadow figures and hear things. But as soon as I leave, my friend will text me and tell me that all the hauntings have stopped, and soon enough, they will start back up in my room. The only thing is, all my experiences are in my room and none in the rest of my house, and my family hasn't seen or heard anything in the rest of the house either. I hope this will stop, but all I can do is wait, because when I hit 18, I'm moving to San Antonio. Talk about a haunted place, just telling you, Annabelle. Thanks for reading, listening to my stories. I'm glad I can share this with no judgment. Thank you to everyone. I'm really glad I could share, Annabelle. As I think of that, if that's happening with the curtains so frequently, like every night, could you get your mom or a sibling to come into your room and lay on the bed with you, and they can see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could you just say, look, I know you don't believe it, but it's freaking me out, and this is what I'm seeing every night. Could you come in my room and sleep with me for a while and see if it happens?
Yeah. Yeah. Option B. Okay, so there's option A. B, because I totally believe you, Annabelle.
I do, too.
I absolutely do. Could you trade bedrooms with a sibling?
Because that's what we used to do when we were kids.
We used to do that all the time. We had one room that was more haunted than another, we thought. And, you know, you would, and the odd man out would have to be in that one. And you could be there for, I don't know, how long do you think, Carol? 6 months. And then we'd switch rooms again and go, and you could be in the room with another, you know, sharing a room with somebody, which we liked because we liked to be with someone else. So I'm just wondering, could you somehow talk your, you know, your brother or your sister and say, hey, could we switch rooms for a while? And just, you know, I'd like to have the room with the sunny window or whatever. I don't know. You know, maybe that's a possibility of, you know, just seeing if you might switch rooms for a little bit, see if anything, you know, maybe.
And another option.
Okay, see.
Could you take those curtains down and put up something else?
Hmm.
Could you put up a heavier curtain? Could you tell your parents, if you can't get them to come in and verify this with you, could you say, I'd like some new curtains in my bedroom?
Or are you comfortable enough to just take them down, period?
Yeah.
And not have them there at all.
But as you and I both well know, we don't like a closet that's open completely.
We do not like open closet doors.
I can handle it open just a wee little bit, but it's got to be pretty much shut.
Yeah, it's weird.
So I understand that if you don't want them gone completely.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. So there's three options. Here's option four. That when this does happen and your cousins come over, or when there were kids there, and maybe a six-year-old isn't going to be the best witness to say something came flying off the shelf. But when something does happen and there are other people it happens with, could you talk to your parents with them?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then because, you know, the idea being maybe there is another room in their house, you know, does mom have a craft room? You can sleep in there and they can, and you can switch, you know, I don't know what the house setup is like, but it just seems like there should be some options. But I think if you could validate it with your parents, that helps your case.
Here's a last ditch effort, but just sit down on your bed, look around the room and say, you've got to quit doing this.
This 13.
Is not okay.
You don't get to terrorize a kid.
I am 13 years old. This is not okay. And, you know, go from there and let them know that they can't do that.
Because I always think that's a good option. And I think talking to your parents and being like, look, I'm 13 years old. I know what my imagination is and what it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so by you not believing me, you're kind of telling me that I'm making stories up and I'm not.
We have had or heard of good luck with people talking to the spirit and just saying, you need to leave and, you know, you're not of this world. You need to go back to your world and leave me alone and let me live my life. That's only fair. You were able to live yours. Now let me live mine.
Mm-hmm. So if you do some of that, Annabelle, would you write back in and let us know?
Yeah, because we're thinking about you, girl.
Because we grew up in a haunted house, too. And
we know exactly what it feels like.
And I also get how a lot of times in a house, it is one room. You know, it's not always the entire house is haunted. It might just be one room or one area. Or there's definitely a hot spot. You know, it's this room has more activity than this room. So I get how it could only be her room.
Yeah.
So keep us posted.
Yeah.
So here's the next story. It says, this story comes from my friend. He and his girlfriend bought a house out in the country, a single story, three bedroom. The person who lived there before was an old man in hospice, and he died in the bedroom. My friend showed me some outlets on the wall where some medical equipment had been hooked up. I don't know how long the house was for sale before they bought it. What an odd thing. Like, here's where they plugged in his oxygen.
Well, maybe they had bigger outlets to, you know, for bigger equipment or something.
Specialized outlets. But it is kind of weird for to go look at their new house. And it's like, here's where the man had his medical equipment hooked up to. So that's what happened. And then it says, the room now has a small bed and acts as a storage room. I slept in the room a few times, but never experienced anything. However, my friend and his girlfriend had. The window in the room has blinds that he kept closed. He said that more than once he had walked by the room and looked in the window, which is directly across from the doorway. He said the blinds were pulled apart and held open, the same way you might pull them apart if you were peeking out. I asked him to show me exactly how they were open, and he demonstrated by holding them open. There's no way they can hold themselves apart. And even if they were kinked in the right way and stayed open, nobody pulled them open. And what's more is he said he would close those blinds, but later they would be open again. He said his girlfriend was home alone and saw the same thing happen with the blinds. He said he was sleeping on the bed and woke up to the bed shaking. And by sleeping on the bed, I don't know if he means the bed in that room or another bed.
Or just in the house,
Another time he slept on the bed, so I'm assuming that's one, woke up the next morning and found what looked like blood splattered on the blinds and the wall. The bed is right by the window. He cleaned up most of the blood, or whatever it was, but he showed me a spot that is still there. I was half tempted to send the sample someplace for testing, but what would I say? That I found some blood on the wall? What would it prove? It wouldn't look good, and I can't think of any good it would do. Finally, he got a cat, and he said the cat walked past the room, looked into it, and started hissing. The cat jumped on the window ledge and started chewing on the blinds. I asked if he had the cat before the previous incidents, thinking that maybe the cat was the one that opened the blinds, but he said those occurred before. Since that incident, he hasn't experienced anything again in the room. I asked him to keep me updated on other activities. The only other thing that happened was he said one of his bar stools was moved across the room while he was at work and in a spot where he did not leave it. We speculated that the old man that lived there would sit by the window, get bored, and look out the window. That's all I have for now. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Thanks. So I don't know. I mean, it does kind of sound, you know, there was a guy on hospice who was in that room when he passed and probably liked looking out of the window. And he might have been around for a while. But, you know, maybe there's no activity because he has moved on.
Yeah. And maybe he was just there for a while, you know, and like you said, and did some things. It's interesting, the looking out the window kind of concept.
But like, it kind of makes sense because if he was on hospice, he might have spent a lot of the day looking out the window. Because, you know, your energy level would be so low.
Mm-hmm. True.
And, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep up with TV or something. You're just
And maybe if he had been in bad health for quite a while, all he could do sometimes was just walk past and pull the window curtain up to see what kind of day it is, you know, see what's going on outside. And, you know, that kind of thing.
And there have been a couple times in my life where living places and, you know, not necessarily the curtains, but, you know, something like that. And it's like, I keep shutting these and they keep opening. And then after a while, it's like, you know what, if you want it open, then let's just leave it open.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to fight this. And so it's kind of like, let's just leave the curtains, the blinds open for him for a while. And now if they don't open by themselves anymore, then maybe he's passed on. The blood stuff, I don't know what that could have been because that seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, with ghost stories and paranormal, like you hear the blood stuff in the movies, but you don't always hear it in real life.
I don't think I've hardly heard any.
Yeah.
You know, of that there's really actual blood somewhere. So that I don't know about that. The cat thing is interesting because we've been talking about cats hissing lately.
Like mine.
And yours,
we were just talking about.
We had another story recently about a cat hissing. And how kind of disturbing it is when cats do that, because we all know that cats are super intelligent and run the world. We just do what they, we just do their bidding.
Ask mine, and they'll tell you.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We just do what cats want done. And so when they get upset, I always feel like it really is something.
Well, and then last night when I went to bed, I kept thinking that, what if Izzy jumps up on my bed and's like, again, that I'm like, I, and then I couldn't fall asleep. Cause I'm like, see? All of the paranormal shit just kept going through my head. But I like to think that this guy moved on, which is why that activity mm-hmm. isn't there going on now.
I think so. I think it totally sounds like it. Like he was there for a little while and then has moved on.
So that's what I like mm-hmm. to think happened. And, you know, sometimes I think it might take a while for people to realize they have passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And in his case, you know, he'd probably, you know, you can be on hospice for quite a while. And yeah. So he might have been there for quite a while and been in and out and just didn't even realize it had happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I hope that he's at peace now.
I am. I hope so, too.
So if you like the show, and if you would rather have an ad-free experience, you can sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.